This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We are back here on a Friday. Hope you're having a great start to your day. It is absolutely beautiful out there. Mark Densler is with us this morning, and he is the guy. I tell you what, he makes you dizzy if you follow his LinkedIn account. He's just everywhere. You pose for more pictures than like Hollywood movie stars. You're all over the place.
I appreciate it. Good morning, Brian. There's a lot of cool things going on in manufacturing, and I love getting out and about and seeing everything that's happening.
All right. You took a recent trip to Washington, D.C., and we're there at the White House for the signing of the CHIPS and Science Act. Why is this a big deal or a potential big deal for Illinois?
Well, producing microchips and semiconductors in the United States is critically important for our economic success and our national defense, Brian. Over the last two decades, the United States share of chip production has dropped from about 40% to about 13%. And these microchips are used in everything from cars and airplanes to cell phones and laptops and gaming stations. And as we saw recently, particularly in the auto sector, when we don't have chips, we see manufacturing slow down or shut down for periods of time. And so we have to reshore this production and make sure that America is producing the chips right here at home.
All right. And is Illinois poised to take advantage of this possibility?
I certainly hope so. The Illinois Manufacturers Association last year in advance of this, knowing that we had to do it and the feds were maybe going to act, the IMA initiated and we passed what's called the Micro Act to create our own incentive in Illinois. And when you look at producing microchips, two of the most important things are access to water and electricity. And we have both of those here in Illinois. And so in addition to great institutions like the U of I and Argonne National Lab, we have a lot of resources here, and hopefully we'll be able to land one of these microchip fabrication labs right here in Illinois.
Okay, and why has this become kind of a partisan thing? I know Congressman Davis voted for this. I know Congressman Kinzinger voted for this. But yet at the national level, there's this sort of red versus blue thing. I don't understand why politics has gotten to the point where political points are more important than creating jobs and reinforcing manufacturing here at home.
You know, Brian, that's a great point. And unfortunately, things have gotten too partisan in Washington, D.C. and in Springfield on occasion. This is a bill that's about American competitiveness. This is about American manufacturing. And, 20 years ago, this bill probably would have passed unanimously. And unfortunately, it was largely a partisan fight. But we appreciate Congressman Kinzinger and Davis and the rest of the Illinois delegation that voted for it. Because, again, we're talking our economic security. We're talking our national defense. Right now, Asia produces 70% of the chips globally and 90% of the high-tech chips that are used in aerospace and defense. And again, we see what's going on in Taiwan with China. If suddenly they were to shut off or Taiwan was to get invaded, that would have a huge negative impact on the United States.
Wouldn't you think, though, going through COVID, going through the supply chain nightmare that everyone has gone through the last number of years, that we would want to bring as much of this stuff home as possible?
Absolutely. And that's why we lobbied for it. The governor went out to Washington, D.C. As well. He took four manufacturers, including Kara Huss from TCCI in Decatur, Ford, Lion Electric, and Rivian all went with him because, again, that shows the importance of it to manufacturers in Illinois. And, we need to build our manufacturing sector. I mean, in Illinois, Brian, we were in Decatur last week announcing our Manufacturing Matters. You know, nearly 50% of Macon County's GDP comes from manufacturing. So we have to expand manufacturing, reshore manufacturing back here in the United States.
Yeah, and I know, a lot of it has been, put elsewhere, for a number of reasons. But I feel like we are poised to sort of take advantage of this, hopefully having the workforce, certainly having the abilities on the back end to be able to reinstitute and reconstitute sort of this manufacturing base. The middle class has disappeared in this country. A higher education, has sold to kids, go get a degree, no matter what the degree is, whether there's a career path or not. I just feel like we're at a moment where we could really take advantage of this, and I'm disappointed that the politicians are still playing games with it.
No, 100%. I am as well. And as I say all the time when I go out and I speak, is if the pandemic's taught us anything, it's a need for a strong American manufacturing sector and supply chain. No longer I think you're going to see manufacturers just having, for example, one supplier and that supplier being located overseas. I think they're learning they have to have a couple different supplies of a part, because if one facility shuts down, it shuts down the entire supply chain and it shuts down production of that product. And, you know, manufacturing, agriculture, and mining built this country. I still say manufacturing is the greatest driver of wealth in this country and economic progress when you see what it's done. And we need to continue that, because we can't lose our advantage. We can't go to China and say, hey, can we have some steel? We need to build a new ship for the Navy. Or we need semiconductors because we have to create more cell phones and computers. We have to build those right here at home. It's critically important.
All right. So what's the reaction been? You were at the White House. What part of this $280 billion boost can Illinois grab?
So there's about $52 billion that's going to go from microchip production directly. So we're hoping that Illinois will be in line. I know I've talked to the governor's office, and we're pursuing some companies that will be expanding or building fab shops. There's a big chunk dedicated to scientific research. And you look at universities like the University of Illinois or Northwestern, University of Chicago. There's going to be a lot of money available for universities to do research in partnership with the private sector. So we think Illinois is really poised to do that. And then we have the two national laboratories, Argonne and Fermilab. They're going to get some funding out of this as well. So there's great opportunity for Illinois to take advantage of this.
Listen, keep doing what you're doing. It matters. It's vitally important. And I really appreciate the Illinois Manufacturers Association. I mean, I know you got to play the political game, but staying out of versus blue on this stuff. This is about America. This is about creating jobs. This is about the state of Illinois taking advantage of not the future, but the right now. And I'm so disappointed when people play politics with this. And I'm appreciative that you guys don't.
Thanks, Brian. I couldn't have said it any better. At the end of the day, we have to have manufacturing in the United States. And I don't care if you're red, white, purple, blue, Republican, Democrat, green. We need a manufacturing majority in this country, in this state, that understands the importance of the sector. So keep doing what you're doing as well. I appreciate your voice.
All right, Mark. Have a great day. And thank you for being with us. Mark Densler, the lead. And head of the Illinois Manufacturing Association, back from a trip to Washington, D.C., with Governor Pritzker, with the CEO of Rivian, with Kara Huss, locally here, TCCI.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.